But I apologize for not having a disclosure slide, but this is always an embarrassing moment because I have no financial relationships to disclose in the sense that my life is quite boring. So this is the original project team, and so myself and Isabel Estrada Portales, who's the former director of communication of the Office of Minority Health Resource Center, Elena Hoppner, who is with us at Health Equity Initiative, and Denise Surmasa, who's the program coordinator and bilingual informational specialist also at the Office of Minority Health Resource Center. Some of these colleagues are here in the audience and they will be able also to help with some Q&A. Additional team members is Michelle Loosley, who is the new director of the Office of Minority Health Resource Center, LaJoy Mosby, who is the deputy director, who participated in some of these workshops and trainings. The talk is about primarily looking at lessons learned from capacity building for the pilot program implemented in four U.S. cities, Jacksonville, Charlotte, Los Angeles, and Nashville, which were selected also on the base of the high infant mortality rates, as well as building upon a program that the Office of Minority Health Resource Center had implemented for a few years, and I'm going to say a few words about that program. The other part of the talk is to look at the key element of a partnership plans and the implication for the development of programs and partnership for infant mortality prevention. I just wanted to give you a very brief introduction of the program on which this effort built upon. The Office of Minority Health Resource Center had this preconception peer educator program for a few years with the intention of increasing awareness of infant mortality rates and its very high burden among African Americans, and also to encourage the adoption of preconception health-related behaviors among women of childbearing age and sexually active men. And the program, in a nutshell, reaches individual university students with tailored message, both college and graduate students, and trains them as preconception peer educators on a variety of different issues from health disparities and minority health, infant mortality, chronic stress, and so on. And the idea is that the PPE will be reaching out to the community. At the time in which we basically started implementing this program, the Office of Minority Health Resource Center had trained already more than 1,000 PPEs from across the United States. And for people who may just came in, PPEs is preconception peer educators. They were quite active, some of them, but for most of them, as you can see, we ran a program assessment, Health Equity Initiative did as part of previous efforts, and we saw that 73% of the PPEs listed community engagement, not surprisingly so, as a key success factor in community outreach, and 69% in a follow-up survey. So the sustainability of the overall effort it was really clearly linked to the ability of encouraging community participation and so on. And there are several experiences that validate the benefit of efforts on partnership development and management that use a systematic approach. One issue about partnership development and management that we are all public health professional, healthcare professional, or community organization. We all know how to partner with others, but there are benefits at using a systematic approach, and there are like an impact on setting a specific agenda for the group, making sure that everyone sticks to goals and objectives, the satisfaction of the partners to stay in the partnership. So this is what we did. We developed a program to support the preconception peer educators' outreach effort by integrating it and broadening this effort within the community at large and other basically partners. We also wanted to continue to involve local leaders so that they will develop their own infant mortality programming and create sustainability for the overall effort. And basically that was the major issue that we wanted to create a self-sustainability over time. This is a project at glance, and it's a very difficult graphic to look from distance, so I'm going to describe it, and actually I have a slide. I thought that was pretty, that's why the graphic is there, but it's very difficult from distance. But we basically, what we did, we had first a group of conference calls to assess what were the local needs, what were some of the ongoing programs, and then based on that, we actually, you know, tailored some of those workshops and had the 2 days kickoff meeting. One day was the training, and the other one was actually the development of a partnership plan that was endorsed by all of the different all professionals at the table. And we also developed a number of tools that actually to support this work, like, for example, a fundraising toolkit and also an evaluation toolkit so that the people could assess their own effort as part of the partnership plan that they had developed. And because we believe that capacity building starts with training but does not end with training, we also created a mechanism, a group of monthly conference calls for all of the different groups to come together and actually, you know, talk about issues that have emerged, learn from each other, and continue to benefit of our support in moving forward with the initiative. So, and this is pretty much what I just described, and so I'm going to move on that. So this, I'm not going to be able to go over all of the different points in these slides because I want to go to the lessons learned very quickly. So this slide is here primarily to show you what was covered in the day one of the workshop, which was going from the nuts and bolts of building and managing successful partnerships to different types of partnership, to how to remove common roadblocks, to resources and so on. We facilitated it, and we also used an interactive format also for doing a communication clinic at the end, looking at what everyone had been used and what everyone had actually been, benefiting from, if there was any material missing and so on. The second day was primarily dedicated to the development of a partnership plan and to continuing some of this communication clinic. And this is just some of the elements. As you can see, we were very comprehensive, and it was amazing as in one day we had all the groups develop a comprehensive partnership plan and really willing to work with us so hard, everyone worked very hard, to go over goal and objectives, audiences, list of other partners they would like to involve, what were some of the benefits of the partnership to them, and so on. As you can see, the partnership plan had a very comprehensive list of items all the groups went through. So we had basically 87 participants, which were not only the preconception peer educators, but also Department of Health, academic institution, community-based organization, private sectors, students who were just being recruited into the program, and this was throughout the four cities. And we created these city-specific partnership plans for task forces, and we also created capacity on setting goals and objectives and strategies for multi-sector partnership development. This is some of the very partial view of the overall partnership plan. We had basically some recurring objectives, like, for example, raising awareness of infant mortality rates was a recurring objective, and the building capacity of healthcare providers was another recurring objective to improve communication on preconception health and also to focus on the life course perspective, which rightly so is also one of the teams of the conference, the team of the conference. And then we had a number of city-specific objectives, like, for example, in Charlotte, they wanted to develop economic and social support for the initiative as the first objective. In other places, they wanted to promote initiative that helped stress management, like in LA, as a component of reducing infant mortality and encouraging preconception health. And I want to apologize because if not everyone here works in the field of preconception health and infant mortality prevention, it may be worth to add that preconception health is a set of recommended behaviors that goes from eating healthy to undergoing genetic counseling, to exercising, to quitting smoking, that has been associated with improved birth outcomes. So that's why the program, you know, I want to apologize because it should have been a premise I made earlier. So as you can see, the plants had a very broad range of different audiences, and you know, some of them are really the usual audiences that you will find in this kind of partnership planning program. But the thing that was very interesting about the process, that a lot of times when you come around the table, you find that most people involved are the people who are most affected by that. And you do want to create that community mobilization that goes outside of the usual suspect, so that everyone in the community feels that if a baby dies, no matter if the baby is African American or is Hispanic or is white or is Asian, is that community responsibility as a whole. And that was the process the groups created a consensus together. So we also went through them and we said, you know, partnerships sometimes fall apart. So what will make you stay in this partnership? How are you going to measure your satisfaction to stay in a partnership? And we went basically, we identified a number of parameters for that. And these are the broad category that go from personal commitment, organization and use of time, and consensus building and ability to compromise. I'm making some example, like the partners continue to seem committed to the to task force, or for the organization and use of time, efficient project management was one of them. And then for others was, you know, basically people in the task force are open to different approaches and how we can do our work, and they are willing to consider different ways of working. And these are other categories, like transparency and effective communication was the other category that was, you know, identified. So there is a level of transparency in how decisions are made, and there are no hidden agendas. Mutual benefit, like increase of visibility for the organization, opportunity to network, and observable result. There is a growth in the task force. Some of the participants' perceived challenges of partnership development included integration within existing partnerships. Locally, there were already some existing coalition and partnerships, so different groups took different approaches. Some of them became a member of this task force as the partnership, and some others wanted to integrate existing partnership with new members. So third phase, you know, there was a lot of discussion about organization. We don't work very well together, and how do we include them on the table? There were a lot of topics, and, you know, the preconception peer educator being students, they tend to change over time. How do you consider the stability for that component of the partnership? And, of course, there is no program that doesn't need more funding. Some of the common threads in terms of our lesson learned, that low awareness was a theme in all four pilot cities, that you know, groups all prioritize the importance of healthcare settings and providers for future action and activities, because preconception health is currently not discussed as part of the primary healthcare setting or as part of students' health center. Consensus was reached by most groups on the importance of broadening the effort to involve all. So other lessons learned, that, you know, we have people from very different experiences. We have students and the head of a department of health, but they all work together effectively to make this process work. So that's possible to put on the table. And also the importance of the involvement of the Department of Health and academic centers to engage in students and local CBOs. The Office of Minority Health Resource Center was instrumental in recruiting the initial participants, and so were local partners who augmented on the partnership. Another important lessons learned, we are all very busy, and I'm going to start to go a bit faster because I have only 2 minutes left, but at the onset of the partnerships, although, you know, you may use other media like phone calls and social media, I think for people to really to tune in and come to the table with their issues, having a kickoff meeting is more important and more effective, and the importance of customizing everything for local efforts. We did also a project assessment through a questionnaire. 41% of the participants participated in that. And And so some of the things people most remembered was developing goals and objectives for a partnership plan, creating partners buy-in, and how to select partners. And many of them were surprised that nationwide only 25% of physicians and providers discussed preconception health within their efforts. What they plan to do, they wanted to seek out context for the partnership, they wanted to meet existing core group, so they had a number of actionable items as a result of that. This one we can skip. These are just screenshots of the tools that we developed, both the fundraising kit and the evaluation kit. And in summary, and this is the two conclusions slide, multi-sectoral partnerships are very well poised to be a key strategic approach to combine multi-perspective and expertise on infant mortality prevention programming, and the ongoing and future efforts need to evaluate whether the goals and objectives, the partnership plan were met, whether partners continue to be satisfied and involved, and whether there is long-term growth and sustainability of the partnership. And the pilot program may provide a framework not only for this effort, but also for future programs, both in infant mortality programming and others. Thank you.